Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 56.
I want to thank you for joining me on this particular podcast. We have the last several weeks done several being on courage and patience, but today we're going to begin a brand new short series talking about peace. I'm in need of peace. Well, you know, there's that secular song, What the World Needs Now, What the World, you know, needs now is, this is love, sweet love. Well, we need the peace of God and peace among mankind, and that's what we don't have right now. And one of the names describing our Lord, the Prince of Peace. Wow. But in our world, we don't have peace because the Prince has been kicked out of a lot of places, as you very well know. He's not welcome in the court system. He's not welcome in the Supreme Court. He's not welcomed in school. He's not welcome as far as placing things about the Ten Commandments and even the cross set. They're remembering Mary and Joseph and Jesus born in the stable. I mean, he has been eliminated to the best of some folks that just don't think much about him or God himself. And so, when they say, boy, I wish we could have peace. And what does that mean? Just a cessation of hostility where you just stop just for a moment and then, you know, somebody rings a bell and boom, there you go, fighting again. Kind of reminds me of some folks that talk about peace and safety and love and joy and all those kind of things. But it's like two boxers. Now you're in the ring and some fights are 2 minutes, some rounds, and some rounds are even more. But the deal is this. I mean, you just beat the tar out of everybody, and then all of a sudden, the ding-ding goes off, and you're sent to your corners. Is that called peace? No, because at the end of just a few short seconds, they get back up again and try to just to knock each other senseless one more time. And he who is standing at the end is the winner. And he who has pummeled the opponent the most, he's the winner. Now, do they have peace? Oh, no, because more likely, they're going to be demanding a, I want a rematch. I wasn't treated fairly. And the deal is that we need the peace of God. Lately, the last several weeks, I've been talking to our people and talking to anybody who would listen to me, saying that you cannot change the mind of man until you change the heart of man. If you don't change the heart, his mind will vacillate from highs and lows and ups and downs and be topsy-turvy. And the emotions get involved, and they are all over the map. And so what is happening financially? What is happening politically? What is happening in churches? What is happening in your life? You got to change your heart before you can change your mind. Because a lot of people are just at the mind level. You got to change the mind. Think these positive, wonderful thoughts and everything will be good. Got to change your heart. And so here we have this subject of peace. And we need the peace of Almighty God. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 26 and verse 3, the Bible says, you will keep him in perfect peace. There is such a thing. You'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in thee. Because he trusts in thee. Trust in God. The man that will keep his mind in the peace of God, we can trust in God because we know God. Well, what's the problem? Most people don't know God. They visit his house. They go to church. But apart from just sitting there and at the end of an hour getting a little impatient saying, oh, look at that crazy preacher. He's going over time again. My favorite ball game is on. Oh, we're going to be lunch reservations. We're going to miss them totally if that guy didn't quit talking. And what's he saying anyway? I wasn't even paying attention. I was thinking about work. I was thinking about, you know, mowing the grass or something else. Wow. And so he says he's going to keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on Him. Where's your mind? Where's your heart? And there can be calamities all around you, but all of a sudden people said, wow, how did you do it? You were the pillar of stability. And I mean, I've got the peace of God on me. When tragedy strikes and bad things happen to people, God's people, but all of a sudden something resilient rises up on the inside of you. That is the presence and the peace of Almighty God. And you can withstand then the attacks of the enemy because you are clothed in the blood of Jesus, because you have on the armor of Almighty God, and your mind is fixed on Him. Not on the calamity, not necessarily even on the fix-its of the world, but on the peace of Almighty God. Now that was Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. The book of John, chapter 14 and verse 27. John 14, 27. There's a radio host that uses this little phrase at the end of his broadcast every single day. But the verse is this: peace I leave with you. Jesus talking here, talking to his disciples. And of course, all of us, if you're a believer in Jesus, you are a disciple of Jesus. You're a follower of His. And so He said, peace I leave with you, my peace. Wow. The peace of God, the peace of God, the peace that Jesus had. You know, in the natural, you could have been full of torment and being upset. And what do people think about me? Some folks, maybe you, are more interested in what people think about you than what God thinks about you. Well, don't worry about the people, because they're going to be up and down anyway. But you want God to think good of you. And so here the word says, the word of God says, peace I leave with you. The peace of God I'm going to give to you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives. Oh, keep that in mind. Not as the world gives, give unto you. Then he says this: let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So peace doesn't come necessarily from your emotions. It doesn't come from your mind. It comes from your heart. And so if you dwell in the peace of God, in the Word of God, you'll have the peace of God inside of you to cope with every single mind-boggling tragedy that is happening in our world today. So I want to encourage you today, get into the Word. Get into prayer and to praise and worship, and let the peace of God flood your heart, flood your mind, flood your soul. So when something happens like that, what's your knee-jerk reaction? Peace. It's that peace of God. Thanks for being with me today on this podcast. And don't forget, share with somebody, Table Talk. Let them know about the audio and or video so they can appreciate it too. Thank you.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.